brought to you by Delacro Communication. Delacro.co.nz.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. Lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find.
That song. Elton John there for us to start our day with Rocket Man. Hey, now Irene, I don't know whether you've been listening to the news lately, but I found this fascinating story about AI, and I just thought this is AI being used cleverly. So they are creating an avatar for deaf people. So obviously they need to create all of the different signs and stuff, and so yeah, they can be totally up with the play of what is going on. And now they used an example, say someone was waiting for a train, train's late, gets announced over the loudspeaker, all hearing people can hear that, but someone who does this deaf cannot hear that, but the little avatar chappy will go and tell them.
Oh, wow. When you first said that, I was going, they're deaf, not blind. What's the problem here? Why do they have an avatar? But okay, now I get it. Yeah, that's totally a wonderful thing. Oh my goodness, AI is being used for something that is genuinely really, really, really good for a change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And apparently we're the first kind of in the world to use it on public transport, which I think is just pretty cool. But they were showing, you know, there's that ad on telly, isn't it? You know, when they create all of the avatars and you've got that green screen and people with big dots on them doing the stuff, and, you know, then the AI puts it all together. And they were showing them doing all of the sign language and, you know, all of the different words, I suppose, both in English and Te Reo as well. So, yeah, and so it's a New Zealand company. Let me just have a look while I'm talking. I'm just trying to think who it is. Kara Technologies. So they're making lifelike digital avatars that can deliver real-time sign language.
Well, there is one negative I can think of. All the rest are positives, but one negative. That means that all those people that have learnt sign language are probably going to lose their jobs.
I doubt it. But, oh, well, maybe in the end. But, yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff you still need a face-to-face sign language person for, because the avatar can't have the context. It just has words. It's like in any type of online interpreting or Google interpreting, for example. It doesn't have the context, but it can translate the words. So, yeah, I don't think they will be. But in saying that, imagine all of those people that haven't had access to an interpreter, because we don't have enough signing interpreters. Yeah. Imagine sitting in the classroom. It's listening to the lecturer or the teacher and translating it in real time, or interpreting it.
Yeah. Okay, that is really interesting. I thought there was some sort of hearing application that deaf people could have. So when they're sitting in a classroom, I don't know, it comes over in dots and dats or something. I don't know. I thought there was something that they have.
I have no idea, actually. I had a student who was hearing impaired once, and she had an interpreter with her in the classroom. So I don't know what they normally do, but I just think this is going to be, like, everywhere, public. So, you know, so I just thought, good old, you know, New Zealand, someone really thinking. And I just think it's awesome, absolutely awesome. Yeah.
We keep coming up with these really good things, don't we? Like, we've got the Rocket Man, who is just topping the world. I call him the Rocket Man, but he started from absolutely nothing. He was just one of these geeky kids who loved playing around with all this sort of stuff. And he's got this billion-dollar business that the whole world looks up to.
Wow.
We're really, really good at this sort of thing. We're super good at it.
And I remember listening to him speak, actually, and one of the reasons he got a massive contract with the US is because he could not get what he needed to through the border. He couldn't buy it from the States, whatever chemical thingy, whatever it was. And so he thought, well, I'll just have to make it and create it. And he created a better one.
And right.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah.
No, I think we've got some amazing, amazing people in this country that create these wonderful things. I remember way back when banks first started doing setting up systems with the new digital technology that came out. And New Zealand was top in the world for how their banks responded to that. And I always remember I was overseas at the time, and everybody was raving about how New Zealand was so brilliant with their bank system and all the rest of it. And you look at it now, and it's corrupt as hell, but it started off really well.
Yeah, and try and open an account these days. That doesn't happen very easily. But, yeah, I think a lot of things back then were trialed on us as well, because we're such a young country that we don't have all of those things that hold us there. So we get a lot of stuff gets trialed down here, I think, that we don't realise. Yeah, and I know using all the FPOST way back then, it was like, let's try it and see what they do, see how they, But no, oh, what fun to try and open a bank account now. Yeah, I'm sure some of you out there also have had that problem. What a palaver. Bit like changing a doctor, isn't it? What a palaver.
Yes, well, don't talk to me about changing doctors. I'm trying to do that at the moment. And at the moment, I don't have a doctor, and I probably won't have one for about 2 months. And unless it's an emergency and I pay $120 for an emergent call to a clinic, either one of which I was a member of, and now I've signed up to be a member of this other one, and we're in nowhere land, and we're going to be in nowhere land for 2 months. So either one of them now, I can pay $120 for an emergency appointment if I want to go in and see them. And it's like, no. I mean, that's terrible, isn't it? Isn't it shocking that you can end up with no medical system and nobody will accept you or do anything because you don't have a GP.
And isn't it, I mean, for goodness sake, technology, click of a button, right, Irene's now want to go over to there, we'll put her in that, practice over there. Surely, you would think in this day and age.
Well, I must admit this is very new. I've never come across this before. And with all the health issues I've had in the last couple of years, I have changed my doctor twice and never had this problem. When I changed to the Tauranga Clinic, I was accepted within 2 days and able to go in and have appointments. But this is changing to a little clinic over in Ngongataha, a medical centre in Ngongataha. And I don't know because they seem to be such a well-organised, lovely lot of people, but there's something going wrong. Maybe they've got too many people, and it is only a small clinic and covering quite a large area, so I don't know. I did look at all that, and I asked the questions, and they said, you can make an appointment within 2 or 3 days. You're not on a waiting list for weeks. So I figured they weren't overloaded, and I figured, okay, well, I will change. But, yeah. And I'm in that catch-22 situation where I've had a couple of things that have come up that are really a bit dangerous to leave. But I'm going up to Boongray to do a house sit, so I need to get it done while I'm down here. And it's like, okay, I guess I'll be pounding $100 up in Boongray for a...
And so, well, no, go through Tauranga on the way up. Oh, no, you're not there anymore now, are you?
I'm not anywhere anymore. Oh. That's the thing. That's what I was going to do, go out to Tauranga on the way up. And I rang them to make an appointment, and they said, well, no, you're not actually. You've been changed over. We've had an application. How'd they put it? The application for your change to another doctor has been approved, is what they said. So when I ring the other place, it's like, oh, no, it's going to be 2 weeks before we get through the bookwork to... Oh, God.
So that means, yes, you can come in and have an appointment and we'll take you $120, thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Probably lucky to still have a rural clinic out there. Is it quite a big...
Well, yes, I keep telling myself that. I mean, but obviously that medical centre... Well, no, they're not overloaded. If you can get into an appointment, a normal appointment within 2 or 3 weeks. So, I don't know, it must be just the office side of it, eh? Maybe they're short-staffed in there and training new people or something, I don't know.
Who knows? But you do think with today's technology, it's a click of a button and going, yep, accept or you know, reject.
I think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Maybe, you know, we're all so busy, kind of, they're still in their little silos and that whole big computer thing hasn't connected them all up yet.
And sometimes, like this little laptop of mine, I've been trying to play my Instagram. I'm trying to set up a regular dance exercise thing, right? And I've got all these songs on Instagram and these routines on Instagram, and I can get them playing through my computer, but I can't get them. The computer speaker is horrible. It sounds ghastly, and I want it to play through my Bluetooth speaker, and I cannot get the computer to connect to the Bluetooth speaker. It will not do it. It will connect Bluetooth. It just will not connect to my Bluetooth speaker, no matter what I do. I've been trying for years to get it connected to my Bluetooth speaker, and it won't do it. I'm not going to pay a techie guy just to do that. There must be something in my old computer that refuses to accept it.
There's some IT person out there going, oh, for goodness sake, Irene, just click that button.
Well, I have had people say to me, go into your settings and go into this and make sure Bluetooth is turned on and done all that. And I've made sure that the Bow application is all done all that. Still won't play. So technology, you know, some of us oldies, we do actually give up on some things. It's like, okay, how important is this? Don't need it. Don't need the stress.
And so how old is your speaker compared to your laptop?
Well, actually, they're about the same age.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Mostly about 15 years old. So they should be compatible with each other.
It's probably not even compatible with Bluetooth anymore. Oh, that is funny. Yeah, but isn't it frustrating? I've had that before too. Like, brought a new speaker and thought, right, cool. Even just trying to sometimes tether to my phone or whatever you call it, hotspot it. Oh, God, sometimes it just does not do it. Drives you absolutely batty.
Yes, I know. I agree. And so people say to me, oh, if you get a new computer. Well, I do not believe in this forced marketing. There's nothing wrong with my computer, and it says in my computer that it can connect to just about anything. It says it in there. It connects to Bluetooth. It connects to this. It connects to that. It connects to Ethernet. It connects to every goddamn thing. But it won't connect to my Bose speaker.
I think if you're with someone sometime and you've got your laptop, just see whether it connects to theirs, maybe. Does it connect through your van?
Yes.
See?
Yes. I have my speaker running, What do you mean, does it connect through the van? Oh, no, no, the speaker system in the van, the radio in the van. No, forget that. The radio in the van is a poor puppy. It's been a poor puppy ever since I bought it. And it's steadily getting a sicker and sicker puppy. I think it's actually the aerial. I don't think the aerial's good enough because it plays music. It plays music fine. It just likes to go through every single station in New Zealand on a regular routine. So it'll only stay on one station for about 5 minutes and then it flicks to the next one and the next one and the next one. And so trying to get anything going through my van speakers, no.
That's funny. Yeah, but and mind you, the radio's out. I still have CDs in the car. I bet you can't even buy a car with CDs anymore. But there's one reason we wanted that model, because it still had a CD player. It's got all the USBs and all of that kind of stuff in there as well. But, you know, when you've got a whole lot of CDs, it's just like, well, what are you going to do? Throw them away and never play them again? It's just like, oh.
Yeah. I kept mine until I moved into this new place 3 months ago. And I looked at them and I went, well, you've got a CD player, but when was the last time you used the CD player? You know, I've got one of those plug-in ones to my computer, which works. The plug-in CD player works. and I went and threw them all out. So you haven't used them in 15 years, so I threw them all out. And then I move into this place and blow me down. She has got walls and walls and walls of bookcases that are just full of DVD players, CDs, just and all the collections, you know, all the old collections. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And you watch them on the big screen.
Yeah, and maybe that'll come back, but like records. You know, the old vinyl now, that's come back. Maybe, you know, the DVDs will come. But I do know it's a bit of a hassle because we've still got a whole lot of DVDs as well, but then you have to change that plug to that plug to that particular DVD player because the other player now doesn't do it, and it's just like, oh, yeah.
Technology, so simple, eh? Yeah. I tell you what I find really amazing is the quality of a LP being played on an LP. You use exactly the same thing in a CD or even listening to the song on Spotify or whatever, and the quality being played on a proper player, what do you call it?
Record player.
It's just brilliant.
Turntable.
That vinyl music is just such high quality compared to all the icky stuff. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because we haven't got enough storage anymore, you know, so they went down to CDs and then now it's not even a USB. It's, as you say, off your phone or whatever else.
Oh, come on. It's got nothing to do with that. It's all to do with the consumer market. And everybody has their LPs and it's like, well, hang on a minute. We can make something different that'll make everybody buy all the same music on something different. And then they'll make something different again. And it's all to do with consumer. We can't have the same washing machine. We've got to add another feature to it so that everybody needs to buy the new washing machine.
Hey, no. I found a part for my washing machine. Good old Fisher and Paykel. I'll give them a plug, actually. My agitator thingy, because it's a top loader, the agitator thingy, the fins on it broke. Now, we've probably had this for, I don't know, 20 years or something. Maybe not quite that long, but anyway, a long, long time. I can't remember. It's so long ago. And I could just go online and say, Mr. Fisher and Paykel, please send me one. And they sent me a new one, and they've made all of them, apparently, universal. So it doesn't matter which machine you've got, the agitator thing is the same. And so, boom, turned up.
Wow.
I know.
That is really, really, really unusual.
Exactly.
Very unusual. And it can't be 20 years, darling. You wouldn't have been doing washing 20 years ago. You were out playing games.
I don't know where I want to take that. Dad, was I just a grubby little person or something?
That is a compliment. I'm the one that's allowed to say 20 years, not you.
Yeah, we've had it a long time, and I was starting to think, I thought, oh, God, you know, I'm going to have to buy. But, I mean, the washing machine is fine. Yes, I was really pleased because I get tired of throwing stuff away, you know, when before you used to just be able to get the extra part and away you go again. So, yeah, no, that's cool. Wash it away again.
Yeah, it actually makes me cross because it is purely and simply forced marketing. You know, you're forced to buy something because they refuse to make the part to repair it. I loved it when I was in Thailand. Anything at all that broke on the boat, I'd just taken to this little man who had this little workshop which was just open to the road, and I think he slept in the back of it, and he could make anything. I had a water pump that wasn't working properly. I took it into him, and it worked. It turned out that it was this tiny little metal sleeve that had worn through with age, you know. Like we all do, we wear through with age, and this tiny little sliver, I mean, it wasn't even the size of a $2 coin. It was a small, and it was very, very thin. And it had worn through, got a hole in it, so the pump wasn't working properly. He found an old bike or something that he could cut the metal off and file it down and make this thing, and got that pump working again. It was incredible. And then tried to charge me about $5.
Yeah.
He was absolutely incredible. I loved that little man. I would go to him with anything and everything.
I wonder if the younger generation these days has that capability. I don't know. I don't know if I'm using the right word here, capability, but the kind of logical sense to try, you know, to fix stuff like that. Or has the generation moved on so much it's all throwaway, and we're losing that ability to go, hang on a minute, let me just look at this. Actually, I could just do that and it would work.
That was one of the things I was thinking about the other day. I was listening to a program which was on inventions, all the inventions over the ages, etc., 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 and exploration around different continents and whatnot. And it really made me think about the fact that we haven't really had, you know, before we had masses of people being amazing. Now we've got handfuls of people being amazing. You know, there's very few that are keeping that that gene working in the human body that wants to explore or wants to create or questions, how do I do this, how do I do that? I mean, you think about it, you know, when it comes to brilliant pieces of artwork, writing, poetry, you know, I know we've still got them, but you compare the modern day to what you got in the past, and yeah, dare I say, you know, we're not even close.
Well, hey, for our listeners out there, what have you invented? We would love to know, even or fixed, that you're so proud of that you fixed that. Share on our Facebook page, Two Sugars, and, yeah, let us know what it is that you've invented, what you're proud of for fixing. But for us, that's all we've got time for this week. We'll see you the same time, the same place next week.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, on the underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and big, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What part about it don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now.
It's so fucking on right now.
Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster.
You
Speakers, brought to you by Delacro Communication. Delacro.co.nz.